Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 19th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: flurry of retailer earnings, futures edge higher, and topping the biggest battery record. Leading today's news: just as earnings season comes to a close, retailers are set to light up the scoreboard. Reporting today are Home Depot, Kohl's, and TJX companies, while Target, Lowe's, Macy's, and BJ's, as well as Nordstrom, Gap, L Brands, and Foot Locker, release results the rest of the week. Traders are particularly watching discounting trends and the impact from the ongoing U.S.-China trade war ahead of the critical holiday shopping period. While the broader retail industry has been relatively subdued, individual stock prices have diverged radically, with Macy's down 50% year-to-date and Target skyrocketing nearly 70%. In other news, equities posted fresh records on Monday, but closed little changed as the Trump administration issued a new 90-day extension allowing U.S. companies to continue doing business with China's Huawei. The next catalyst for stock market movement is a flood of retailer earnings, and U.S. index futures are up about 0.3% before the results. About three-fourths of the S&P 500 companies have already topped earnings estimate in their Q3 reports, but they are still expected to have posted an overall 0.5% decline in earnings, according to Refinitiv data. Tesla's battery project with Noen in South Australia became the world's largest battery when it was completed 2 years ago, and now it's expanding it by 50% to 150 megawatts. The storage site has already saved more than $50 million Australian dollars in its first year of operation, meaning that it's quickly on its way to pay for itself. Australian energy market operator confirmed the system is much more rapid, accurate, and valuable than a conventional steam turbine in a report published last year. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai announced his support Monday for a public auction to free up C-band spectrum, a key band currently used for delivering video content for next-generation 5G wireless networks. The news sent Intelsat's stock crashing 40%. Major satellite service providers, which hold existing C-band licenses, had proposed selling the spectrum privately to wireless carriers, arguing a private sale would make the spectrum available for 5G faster. Joining the growing ranks of large U.S. companies phasing out guaranteed retirement benefits, FedEx is closing its pension plan to new U.S. hires starting in 2020. The shipping giant instead will launch a new 401k plan at the start of 2021, with a higher company match, contributing up to 8% of employees' salaries if employees provide 6% of their salary. Just 22% of Fortune 50 companies and 11% of transportation companies offer pensions to new employees. Just finished a very good and cordial meeting at the White House with Jay Powell of the Federal Reserve. Everything was discussed, including interest rates, negative interest, low inflation, easing, dollar strength and its effect on manufacturing, trade with China, EU, and others, etc., President Trump tweeted late Monday. I protested the fact that our Fed rate is set too high relative to the interest rates of other competitor countries, adding that it should be lower than theirs. Trump has slammed the central bank dozens of times this year, calling Powell a terrible communicator and an enemy of the state. The House will vote today on a stopgap bill to prevent a government shutdown at midnight on Thursday. While Congress passed a two-year agreement to set budget levels and suspend the U.S. debt ceiling earlier this year, lawmakers have failed to come to terms on where to allocate the money amid disagreements over immigration and military funding. The Senate and White House will likely support the continuing resolution, hoping to avoid another partial government shutdown like the record-long one that began late last December. A delay of rules that would restrict flavored e-cigarettes is a Pyrrhic victory for the industry right now, but the longer the trends in teen vaping continue, the more draconian the regulatory action will be, according to former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb. President Trump had previously planned to meet with industry executives this week, citing a focus on health and jobs. Meanwhile, California is suing Juul over its marketing practices, alleging the company targeted teens and its age verification system did not adequately vet customers. The Golden State is taking further action, saying it will no longer purchase new vehicles for state government fleets from GM, Toyota, and Fiat Chrysler, as well as other automakers that have backed the Trump administration in a battle to strip the state of authority to regulate tailpipe emissions. Going forward, California State Agency will chiefly purchase cars from Ford, Honda, Volkswagen, and BMW. The state also said it will immediately ban state entities from buying sedans powered by an internal combustion engine, with exemptions for certain public safety vehicles. Day 3 at the Dubai Air Show fared much better for Boeing, as the world's biggest plane maker received bids for 50 737 MAX jets amid forecasts of a potential December return for the grounded aircraft. Kazakhstan-based Air Astana said it plans to purchase 30 737 MAX 8s. An undisclosed buyer purchased 10 MAX 10s, while Turkey's Sun Express ordered 10 MAX 8s. Boeing this week will also present an overview of its plans to return the grounded 737 MAX to service to the board of Southwest Airlines, its largest 737 MAX customer. Boeing is up 0.8% pre-market. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.